Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. From Asthma Core Studios near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the Weedsman Podcast.
I have no idea what's going on.
And now...
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Here are the Weedsmen.
You want to get hot?
Barely.
Too late. Yeah.
Three already?
Yep.
195.
I'm Chris.
I'm Rob.
I'm Aaron. Oh, you see that last Cloverfield movie, Rob?
Yeah, it was very good.
You liked it?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the whole Cloverfield idea.
You fan of the brand?
I'm even a fan of the first movie, which a lot of people hate.
I don't hate it. It's funny at parts.
Yeah, it is comical in the first person, whole movie.
I'm not super into the concept, but I thought it was well executed for what it was. The second one was better.
Oh, you like the John Goodman, Mary Elizabeth Winstead?
I got annoyed at parts when they kept going back and forth between, he's a good guy, he's a bad guy, he's a good guy, he's a bad guy. And they just eventually landed on, he's a bad guy, but he's not our worst problem.
Yeah, you find that out.
Well, first movie's 10 years old. No shit.
Yeah.
1-18-08, according to this YouTube video.
I don't know what the through line is. I don't know what a Cloverfield is.
I think they're saying it's the effect, I guess, when they're saying in the third movie, they kind of explain it.
Maybe, but I kind of stopped watching.
It's when they're using that device in space, opens up some sort of time rift.
And I stopped watching when, what was that hot British chick that said that they split a Higgs boson?
Oh.
And I was like, I can't watch this shit.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. It was, I don't know. Maybe I got to give it another shot.
Or it might not just be for you.
It's not for me, I don't think, because it just seemed like random nonsense happening. I actually enjoyed, if they did Alien only, it's... What's his name's possessed arm?
Oh.
I would be down for that. But the Scottish guy, isn't he Scottish? The curly haired guy who loses the arm?
Yes. Yeah, he's an actual, I think he's a comedian, right?
He's a comedian actor. He's been in a lot of shit. It has a good cast.
It
has a really good cast.
The one guy from Civil War's in it.
Is John Goodman in it?
Yeah, John Goodman's in this one, but not in the third one.
Oh, there's what? There's a third one?
Yeah,
that's the one we're talking about.
Yeah, it's called Cloverfield Paradox.
Oh, the one that went on Netflix or some shit?
Yes, the movie.
I heard about that.
The movie called Cloverfield?
Yeah, it came on right after Super Bowl.
So Cloverfield is describing a shift, some sort of multi-dimensional travel.
Yeah, it's what opens up. It's a they're saying a portal opens up when they use this device.
They use the word quantum entanglement a lot.
Well, this device in space, they're trying to create energy, free energy for the entire world.
Right.
And they say whenever they start this device up, it opens the portal for this dimension, other dimensions, and things come through it.
Right.
And this is where this monster came from, basically.
Okay. I kind of like more the idea, because the little spinny ball thing that they were using they'd put it in the drawer and it would spin real fast.
Yeah.
And then it ended up in the guy's stomach.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Like, the idea of just, dimensional displacement in that way, or the girl who shows up, in the instrument panel.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty crazy. Just a lot
I'm
of
down
the different
for that
stuff.
As a concept, but when you start telling me that it's monsters coming through, I'm like, I don't know that. Something didn't work for me there.
Well, the monsters made more sense to me than the ship eating the guy's arm and the people being in the instrument panel.
See, that made more sense to me because... It reminded me of the book that I've often referenced, The Three-Body Problem, where dimensions are used as weapons. They describe reaching into somebody's body, not puncturing their skin, but just seeing them all laid out four-dimensionally and being able to pluck from the inside part of the body a, you know, somebody's heart and just squeeze it.
That's crazy.
So the fact that I could, like, try out, like, something that they did with this reactor, which at least they seem to have had that concept right, because it's not a, well, I guess it is a reactor ultimately, but it's a collider. Mm. It's like the Large Hadron Collider,
yeah,
which is miles. And then they show, like, oh, we're going to do a story about we're going to make a particle with a collider, and they show it like in a building, like on Flash.
Mm-hmm.
That's a collider, like the Large Hadron.
Yeah,
but it's like tiny. It's like the size of a stadium.
Damn.
You couldn't get a particle accelerating fast enough in that, even in a zero-G, zero-temperature environment.
How big does one of those have to be?
I don't even know. Is that like 7-8 miles?
Damn.
But I think that's like a diameter. If you actually, well, I don't know. Maybe you multiply it by pi or something. I should know this shit. This is part of what I do for my work now. But there's some formula where you'd figure out the distance all the way around if you, like, traveled it on a track.
Oh, the circumference, you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, you're right, Rob. Yeah, the circumference.
It's
yeah.
Pi times dimension. I found that out the other day because I have to use it in my work now.
Right.
I don't know what the fuck you just said, little kid.
It's crazy. I know a formula.
So you figure out the circumference, and yeah, that's essentially the track that the particles are flying. Because the idea is that you get particles going in two different directions and have a collision and kind of force a collision.
Right.
They will collide.
So my brain.
That's the thing. You can spin particles in different directions and they will collide. To get them to collide at a certain point where you have this machine that's going to record it.
Right.
That's the trick.
Yeah.
To happen at the right place and time.
It's just crazy. It blows my mind.
I guess it was too horror-y and not enough science-y for me.
Okay.
That's
oh yeah,
yeah.
that's going on in my head right now.
So other than that, I haven't I'm kind of behind on everything. I haven't bought comic books in a couple weeks.
I walked out of Lady Bird.
I haven't watched much. I've kind of read the news enough to do Unregimented, I guess.
Yeah,
I mean some stories are just unavoidable. How is Lady Bird?
awful. We went to go for a double feature. We're going to do Lady Bird and In the Post. She wanted to see Lady Bird. So, all right, whatever.
It's a coming-of-age movie, right?
Super baked.
Is that what it is? Because everyone's kind of like...
Nice.
Everyone's kind of like vague in there when they talk about it. Like, this is a brilliant movie. Where this person is a genius. And I'm like, all right.
Seen it before. That's my problem.
Right.
It's coming-of-age teenage girl movie. Next. Like, right. My overall. But also 20 minutes.
Super quirky, kind of out of time, like some old things, and is kind of weird, and seems like she knows everything about life. And
so I love Mandy, and we are now engaged. Because she looks over at me 20 minutes into the movie and says, "So do you think it gets better?" And I'm just like, you wanted to see this. And another 5 minutes. Well, by the way, we get shushed by a middle-aged man.
Yeah, he was probably really into it.
In an orange shirt.
I'm not too impressed with much of what I've seen of the Oscar-nominated movies and performances this year. It's kind of lousy. People have lousy taste. It's not a lousy year for movies. People are tripping over themselves to not vote for a movie with a gun or a male white lead.
Yeah.
And they're picking shit.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this is like a you know, male whitewashing type of situation of Hollywood where they're trying to force minorities down our throat. I'm just like, just calm down, everybody. Like,
so 5 minutes later, she just looks at me and just does this. The head nod towards the door. You got to tell me twice. So we saw the first half hour of Lady Bird. Decided it sucked.
It's kind of tough. I'm not one to walk out of a movie that I've paid for.
That's the second movie I've walked out of my life. First one I walked out was The Saint with Val Kilmer.
Oh, come on, man. That movie's fun. Rob, do you like The Saint? Can you back me up on this?
The Saint? That's with Val Kilmer, right?
Yeah,
I saw that. Was a good movie.
I liked it.
Yeah, I liked his multi-tool that he had during the movie.
I I enjoyed it on the same level that I liked The Last Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Oh, okay.
Which was...
Is
that the one? Wait a minute. Was it Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
That I never watched. Yeah.
What was the one with Henry Cavill?
Superman? I think that was Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yeah.
I think so.
No, yeah, not Superman.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Watch the new Kid Rock. Or Kid Rock. Chris Rock stand up.
Ah, see? I told you I'm behind.
I haven't seen that. I heard it was good, though.
It's great.
I have been just way too busy.
There's one part. I won't spoil it for you guys. But there is one part in this.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
There is one part in it where I'm like, I'm glad that this thought pattern transcends race. And he goes on this rant of kids aren't special.
They're not. I was kidding.
And I love how he says every day, he's like, I try to prepare my daughters for the world. He's like, every day when they leave this house, I tell them, nobody outside of this house gives a fuck about you.
Jesus.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I guess so.
No, you got to see it.
No, I mean,
he delivers it better. It's Chris Rock.
I kind of agree with him.
He delivers it in his Chris Rock cadence. He says he's trying to prepare him for the world. Because it all comes from he went to orientation, freshman orientation for his daughter that's just getting into high school. Mm. And he's talking about how they stand up there and lie to them. Every one of you kids can be whatever you want. And, you know, he's like, I immediately wanted to take my daughter and go, nope, you're not going here. He's like, maybe like four of you can be whatever you want.
Huh.
You know, a lot of you can, you know, do something that you're good at, but only if they're hiring.
Sorry, my kids are fighting.
Uh-oh.
Don't make me turn off the internet on you.
Right. Oh, shit. I got to set that. You can do that remotely, too. I could totally.
Anyway, all right.
They're at the new house.
No internet until I get back.
Means you guys have to talk to one another.
Or at least I could do that when I had Comcast. But I had to quit that. I had to move to somewhere where the Comcast can't get me.
No.
I had to move to Livonia. Move to Livonia, the home of Warren DeFever, if you guys don't know, and I'm guessing you don't.
No, not whatsoever. Like,
who's that guy?
Did you
go to high school with him?
The man behind the project, his name is Alive, local hero, Warren DeFever, who's made lots of brilliant music. One of those things where...
a Christian band?
Absolutely not. A very weird and whatever they want to be type of band, though.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know if he's recorded with the same band twice.
His name is Alive. Is an American experimental rock band /project from Livonia, Michigan, United States. After several self-released cassettes, they debuted on 4AD Records in 1990, starting a long run at the label. Throughout the band's long history, leader Warren DeFever has been the only constant member with a wide variety of musicians and singers and songwriters.
That's what I was talking. I was getting over there.
The years.
That's basically what I said, right, Rob?
Sure.
Google's the number one track on Google. Are We Still Married?
Really? I mean, that's a good one.
We're still married.
Well, okay, so this is earlier stuff. This is about where I first heard them. I think Livonia had already been released, and they did this album. This was the if I remember correctly, this is the first release for 480, and 480 went back and re-released Livonia. But Mouth by Mouth was an album that I had, because at the time I bought everything that was on 4AD. I was into, they did a lot of like shoegazery type of bands from the 90s. And only found out afterwards that like this guy is local. And not only that, he's done many other things other than His Name is Alive. And His Name is Alive goes on to be many different things. Hit a couple other things because just to get a taste of, that's pretty typical of the early stuff. Drum machine, droney kind of guitars and vocal layers, very dreamy kind of stuff. Stars on ESP. Okay, now he starts getting into Beach Boys influence, 60s music. Really upbeat rhythms and big like plucky bass lines. You know, like Motown type of sound and stuff. This is, I think the girl from Godzuki.
My college girlfriend would have been all over this band.
Right. More. Go to... So that's...
Sorry, fifth from Mouth by Mouth.
No, we've already heard off of Mouth by Mouth. We got to go forward. We got to go forward in time. No, go to... Just scroll down to where the albums are.
They got
new glasses. Fort Lake.
What's that?
Fort Lake. 1998. It's the late 90s. That is one of my favorites there from Mouth by Mouth. So, play number four.
So as part of his shtick is you have to have parentheses in every song title. Literally every song.
Oh yeah, on Fort Lake. Yeah, no, absolutely. It's kind of done as a gag. And no, this is called No Hiding Place. And then in parentheses, No Hiding Place Down Here. I forget the name of this, the singer on this one. But it's, whether it was her influence or whether he sought out somebody who had a more soulful voice, that definitely kind of changed the direction of the music that was happening.
Very more R&B. Everything else plays very more indie.
Absolutely.
Indie rock.
And there's some other shit on here that's more just kind of straightforward riffy guitar stuff. I'm trying to think. Go to number six. Like, this man just loves music and plays the type of music that he wants. And all along he's doing other side projects of stuff that's like super experimental. He's still doing stuff with Princess Dragon Mom and just total noise bands. This whole album got played a lot during the year that it was out and a couple years after that. I think this would still stand as my favorite album. But anyway, what was I saying? I moved to Livonia.
Yep. How you like it?
Livonia's all right.
Okay.
Well, see, so your neighborhood sounds like a step up.
Well, I went from having a condo where I shared walls with somebody who, well, I can't necessarily blame them exclusively for the ants. I did my best to fight it, but they kept coming through the wall, not through the outside wall, but through the neighboring wall.
Damn.
Plus, you know, I can judge by traffic and people, and I'm not making judgments per se. I'm just assessing situations, and I know when drug deals are going down. And it was probably weed. And I don't really give a shit.
Right.
I don't want to I mean, I got to get my kids over on the weekend. And then somebody's always fighting.
Oh, yeah. That's
if somebody's fighting in Livonia, I ain't going to hear them. I won't know about it. I don't have to hear their business. And I don't have to close my kids' windows in the summertime, even though it's 100 degrees outside. I'm like, just put the fan directly on your face and put these earmuffs on. Because outside, it's like, man, you dead motherfucker. Goddamn cocksucking son of a bitch. I'll fucking kill you. You fucking come over here with your old lady and fucking look at blah, 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 blah. I mean, for hours sometimes. For hours. That was the trashy neighborhood that I lived in. My new neighbors are fun. Well, no. Fun? Why did I say fun? They're helpful. They're human.
No. Nice.
I don't know. Yeah, always shit. I don't know if any actual fist fights went down.
Footage from your old apartment?
Fist fights are much quieter. Two people go outside and start knocking the shit out of each other. You may not even really know unless somebody's really getting their ass kicked and crying.
Right.
But
man,
if they just instead scream at each other for 3 hours, it's like, yeah, see, that's what a fist fight sounds like. Even that's like dubbed in. They're doing a pretty good job, though. I mean,
they could be utilizing blood capsules more.
They need better sound effects, but they're doing a decent job with what they got. But my neighbors are helpful. I know that much.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
They were very helpful even while moving in because I set the date.
I live to see you eat that contract.
But you know, I had the truck rented.
Because I'm going to ram it into your stomach and break your goddamn.
Now, that's the old neighborhood. Round to the nice neighborhood. In the nice neighborhood now, they have the common courtesy to do that shit in their own home and not have to go outside. And, the, I mean, there's no trees in the old place. So, you know, a mouse farts and it echoes off of both buildings.
That farting mice in Taylor?
Well, we definitely had bats. I kind of, well, I'm not even sure anymore. There was definitely something that would fly at night and go, ee, ee, ee.
Sounds
and
like, a bat.
Like, yeah, it's a bat. And then while
the Batman
last night there, or not even last night there, it was just night by the time I was moving my last loadout, I saw one and it was fucking white. And I'm like,
whoa,
holy shit.
Albino bat?
Getting out of here. It's a bad sign. A white bat.
Yeah.
I bailed. No, my neighbors across the street pushed me out of two different cars out of the snow that was, because the new place has this drive, this big long drive that's all incline.
Damn.
And it's gravel. And when I pulled up with the truck, right, I load the truck in the middle of, like, it's still snowing. This is the snow cocky weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, last weekend. I got to miss all of it.
Yeah, you were out of town. The rest of us suffered, and there were casualties, man. You weren't there. You don't know. So I rent the truck. I got like a 16-footer, enough to fit the couch and everything.
Jeez, goes with the story.
And yeah. It's just me, and it's still snowing and snowing and snowing. But there's a few inches on the ground. I'm going to drive slow. I'm in a big truck. It's going to be loaded up with all this shit, so I'll have some good traction to it.
Danny Elfman really makes the story much better.
But I got, in one trip, I got to make all the big shit. I get all that in there.
Imagine you driving this truck.
Get the couch.
Shit's blowing up.
The fucking couch, though. I mean, the couch that you gave me, Chris. That's a beast. And that's not the first time I've moved it on my own.
Kings of Yui.
I had to prop up one end on the dolly and push it.
Damn.
So I get everything in the truck. I drive to Livonia, and it's still, this is before noon. I'm showing up with a truck full of shit. And Rich from Unregimented, Saturdays at Christopher River Media.
That night.
Christopher Media.
So I pull the truck up, like 11:30. Rich is still sleeping. His car's in the drive, but only not all the way up the drive, just enough to where he can get to the porch. Because none of it could apply, because apparently you can't plow gravel or something. Or at least the owners don't trust somebody to do that.
Oh, really?
So, but, you know, some grooves worn in. I'm like, hey, this truck's got some heft to it. I think you can make it. It seems like it's driving all right. But I got to get his car out of the driveway. So I go inside, grab his keys, see him sitting on the stove, so I just help myself. He's not uptight about that, and I'm not an idiot driver. But I do get his car stuck backing out of the driveway.
Yeah.
And he's got, like, no tread. I'm not trying to call him out. But the car gets stuck. Fucking everything, like shoveling around it, sticking. I pull boards off of the shelving unit and stick it under there, and like, fuck it, I'll make new ones. Like, it's just a piece of wood. I'm trying to like wedge it under there to get some traction. Finally, the neighbors come out from across the street and start pushing me out. And like, real good guys. So I get that out onto the street, and then I go for the truck, try and get it up the drive.
Yeah.
I get about halfway up. But that's like, I gotta back up a little bit. I gotta drive forward a little bit. Then I gotta let it fly back a little bit. And then I gotta get some traction and go forward a little bit more. And I'm making my way up. But I don't realize that I'm also making my way to the side. Until I'm on the lawn. Now, old Aaron, he may have just set fire to that truck and said, fuck the whole move. And started over again. But new Aaron is an adult. And he said, yeah.
You'll pay someone to set the truck on fire.
I will pay not only the $43 for the insurance for the few hours that I'm going to use this car.
Mm-hmm.
I will decide to go all the way up to $68 because it's not that much more for the full coverage roadside assistance package. I called the rental place. They gave me a tow truck place, and they showed up with a fucking wrecker. And you might need to light that again. I don't. Something's up with that joint.
I don't have a lighter.
And
he,
I'm wondering how they're going to get this out of here. You know, usually a tow truck comes and hooks that thing up to the bumper and just pulls you out. But I'm like off to the side, like kind of cockeyed. And also, this is not a big road. I don't know how he's going to get to me, but he shows up and just starts pulling the chain down. He's got this long length. They're not even like chain. Like most of it was that braided like steel or whatever the fuck it is. You
okay.
Know? And this cable, right? And he instructs me, like, he's like, you're going to have to help it out a little bit, and you're going to want to cut it when you get here. And he just starts wheeling it in. He wasn't even in the truck. Like, he was just hitting the button on the remote, and it was pulling my truck back onto the drive. And out on. He pulls me out, and he's like, I wouldn't try that again. Like, don't go up that drive. Like, yeah, I'm not gonna, but now what I'm faced with is getting my furniture up that drive. Well, Rich's buddy comes by to help shovel out some of it, and we pay him. But it's still, I still gotta huff it. It ain't exactly dry, and it ain't exactly even ground. Mm-hmm. While I was waiting for the tow truck, which is only about 45 minutes, I would say, I continued to unload. I was like, well, I'm halfway up the driveway, so I might as well get as much as I can out while I can. But the big shit's all the way in the back. So by the time the tow truck comes, gets me back out onto the street, I still got the big shit. The beds, the couch, all that shit. The dining room table, the chairs. So I start getting that stuff and walking it all the way up the driveway. You know, take one trip up and then sit down. Get a breath, drink some water, steel myself, go back down the driveway, grab another piece. It's still snowing. I mean, it's constant snowing. I moved in the snowstorm.
Right.
And then, as the neighbor that helped me, one of the neighbors who helped me push out Rich's car from the driveway comes out with his brother, he says, and they're looking at me humping the shit, and he's like, so you ain't got no help? And I'm like, nope, just me. And he's like, well, I guess it's up to me then. So his brothers helped me get all the shit. He's like, it's the table, the dining room table and the couch are all that's left. And he's like, how the fuck are we getting that couch up there? And I was like, I was just going to flip it ass over. Like, what am I trying to say here?
End over end.
End over end. And hope it survived. And he's like, well, we could do better than that. And we found, he got a cart, helped me move that in. And finally, all the stuff was back in, and I was able to drive the rental car back to the place and grab my car and go get my kids, who I promised I would pick up and help bring the cats to the new place to help them acclimate.
How many cats are there now?
Like 4. Eight?
Oh.
Only 4.
Only 4. Only 4.
Yeah. And Crutch spends a lot of time outside, or Mud Crutch, as I call her often.
Mud Crutch.
And Rich's cat is chill, and it's been a week, and they're acclimating fine. But I wanted, so
this roving band of cats throughout the house now,
like a herd.
Yeah. What's up, bitch? We heard you thought this was your house.
Yeah.
This is our house now.
So, take the rental truck back. Grab the Volkswagen. Head over to the ex-wives to grab the kids and get stuck in her driveway at the end of it.
Damn it.
I rock myself out, and on that last, I gunned a little bit more than I should have.
Sound great,
backing babe. Up. Nope. And it just kind of like makes one of these noises. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? And then you can hear the transmission, like, kind of doing this high pitch. And I'm like, well, like, Volkswagens are kind of high pitched anyway, right? They got high pitched engines. And it went away after like less than a minute. I'm like, okay. Hope it didn't, you know, nothing happened. Something definitely happened.
Right.
And I had a dark trail to prove it everywhere that I went in the snow. I went to get the cats. And then my son gets out of the car and he's like, what? You're leaking something. Like,
right.
There's a literal trail that you could trace all the way back to our house.
Well, son, I didn't want to tell you this, but your mother's having me followed.
Can't check the transmission fluid because it's sealed. I checked the engine oil. It's perfect. I go, whatever it is, it's bad. I got to get these cats out of this apartment tonight. Get in the car. We're going to my place, my new place. Go to Livonia, drop off the cats.
Pussy wagon.
Get the car stuck in the driveway.
Damn, dude.
At the new place. The broken car. Leaking its transmission fluid all over the place. Try and get the kids back. I'm like literally a mile from the place and like lost all power. Like just in the middle of a residential street. When I got the car stuck the last time in the new driveway, the neighbors came out, pushed me out. Yeah. It was like, stop doing this.
Yeah.
Please, for everyone's sake, stop. I'm like, that's all right. I think the car's stopping on its own. The car stops. Two guys get out. They're like, what's up? And I'm like, yeah, stranded in the middle of the street. I can't even move forward. I have absolutely no power. And they help me out. They're looking at it. And then finally they pushed me off to the side, place where I can sit for a minute. Call the ex-wife. Come pick up your kids. Here's a pin. Thank you, technology. They came right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I called the tow truck and had it taken to the shop. And I was like, the car's at least worth putting a little bit of money. Because I have the transmission shop that I took it to recently and put $800 into this fucking vehicle. And they know me now. And I had it left in their lot.
Yeah, you bought braces for like the owner's daughter or something at this point.
Yeah.
Like, hey, this guy. Hey, you want some drink? You want the coffee?
Right. So I drop it off there. And, you know, next day they get to it. It's only $65 to diagnose it, but basically they filled it back up with transmission fluid and it dumped all right back out again. And he's like, there's nothing I can do. Your transmission's cooked.
It's like Cheers when Norm walks in. Yeah.
Damn.
It was
everybody else's name.
Which I pretty much knew, but I felt like I owed it at least that much. I knew they weren't going to like totally overcharge me on a diagnostic fee.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Shouldn't a diagnostic fee really be
that was my figure it out fee? That was my, yeah, that was my moving free weekend.
The figure it out fee. Here, figure it out. We'll call it a diagnostic fee.
That shit should be free. Fuck that shit.
No, they got to... You have to spend time to
Their time's properly worth something.
Figure it out. They can't do that shit for free. I mean...
Yeah.
That's my opinion. It should be
free. Here. The cost is cost, Rob. It's going to come from somewhere. Right. If they give you free diagnostic, they're going to add it on to the labor when they do...
Or the price of the part.
Right. The rest of your repairs, everyone else's repairs. Like, it comes from somewhere. There are businesses that will, like, you know, that will... give you, what's it called? Like, guidance. What's the word? Business talk for, like, you know, showing somebody something.
Tutorial?
No.
Clinic?
No. Consultation.
Consultation?
I knew it was in there.
Like Lionel Hutz?
Right. Like, sometimes you show a house and you don't close and people just go with somebody else and... You wasted your time. But you make it up because you make insane fees when you sell that house, you know? So now I've got car payments. So now I smoke less weed for better reasons.
There you go. I hope your health out a little bit, maybe.
Reliable transportation.
Yeah. Well, I have a car that I would have never just picked if someone was like, even if they just said, here's your price range, right? Mm-hmm. You can't go above 10 grand. If one of those options were a cherry red Fiesta, There's no way. It would be on the absolute bottom of the list, right?
Right.
But desperate times sometimes call for one to be not quite so picky. And I found myself, the guy was a very good salesman, and he got me into the Fiesta.
It's a decent car.
And I was impressed, actually. Like, it's so hard to make a shitty car now. This is a relatively young car, 2014, 20,000 miles on it.
Nice.
In, like, perfect shape. Two owners. It was babied. It lived most of its life in a garage, it looked like.
So old people car?
And I did. I saw a guy driving the other day. I was coming home from work. I was like, that guy has my exact car. And he was like 80. So, yes.
No, but that's what you want. It didn't go anywhere but like to the supermarket and church.
No, straight up. But you know what I'm talking about? When a Fiesta used to be just like the bottom of the barrel.
Right. It was the cheapest Ford ever made.
It was the absolute cheapest car. And there was a reason for that. And they were just like, how can we meet these safety regulations and still actually have something that will get you to work? And this thing has, you know, fucking side curtain airbags. And I'm always commanding it to blink my fucking iPhone. And it's got a goddamn decent sound system in it.
Nice.
And I like it. I don't, you know, the guy when I was test driving and he's like, so on a scale of 1 to 10, I was like, I'm going to have to get a 7 or 8. And he's like, oh, what would you like better? And I was like, oh, I don't want to see anything else. This, if you're saying I can afford this for the numbers that I gave you, then this is what I'm driving because I don't, reliability wise, I don't think we're going to get better than this.
Nice.
I don't like the fact that it's red. You know why they make them red? So it actually looks like they're moving.
Oh. You give them the illusion?
Yes. No, you know how they say red cars look like they're going faster?
Yeah.
Right.
They do get pulled over more.
Yeah. I got the
yeah, that for sure.
Well, yes, but again, red Festiva or Fiesta. I keep wanting to call it Festiva.
I like that better.
Right. That was the sugar-free version of it that was available for a short time.
Festivia?
Yes. It's definitely got much tighter handling than the Volkswagen did, that's for sure. But the good news is, when it gets stuck in the snow, I literally just stick my foot out the door and start pushing.
Nice.
That is not a joke. That is actually what I had to do the other day. And it wasn't a lot of it's gotten warmer over the course of the week, and a lot of it's turned into slush. It doesn't handle well in the slush either.
Oh, that sucks.
So, well, you know.
Does it need to put weight in it, or?
I mean, I'm sure I can get winter donuts for it.
Mm-hmm.
The tires are so tiny. It feels like a Mario Kart. It steers like fucking Mario Kart.
That's pretty sweet, though.
But it's safe, you know? It's not like, I've driven a shitty little hatchback before. I had a Chevette. And that thing, you get it up to like 65 on the freeway, and the doors feel like they're shaking off. And a semi passes you, and hopefully it doesn't do it while you're going over a bridge because you feel like you're going to fly off.
Mm-hmm.
The high wind days on the freeways, and your car feels like it's being pushed side to side.
Yeah.
It's not one of those. It's just a small version of every other Ford.
Right.
That the Fusions, the Focuses, the...
I was going to say the new one, the C-Max. That's
oh,
the
right,
new
the
one.
C-Max, that's what's replaced my car now?
Mm-hmm.
Might have the last Fiesta.
Yeah, you have the last Fiesta.
That's the very last Sir, Fiesta.
You are the proud owner of the very last Fiesta ever made. Take good care of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
They give you this CD.
I am going to take care of it because it qualifies. It's big enough to qualify for Lyft. And I was like, yeah. I'm totally going to just make some extra money.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have to have, like, adult insurance now for this car that I have a loan on.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah, that's part of what I was avoiding as well. It's not just a car payment. It's, like, major insurance payments for full coverage for this vehicle.
Until you're done paying.
Right. So I'm like, hey, you got to be insured. You're gonna work it off, car, not me.
Right.
I'm going to sit inside of you and listen to podcasts.
You're going to work today, car. I ain't doing shit.
We got to make all this money before the autonomous cars come on the scene.
I know, right? It's money to be made, car. Let's make it.
Those don't even work. We saw them in Logan. They restrain people off the road.
During my car troubles, how did I get back after I dropped my car off at the shop to have it repaired? I fucking called Lyft. How do I get to work now? You know, all these thoughts of when your car broke down, you had to think about, how do I get to work? I fucking called Lyft.
Right.
And yeah, it's no more having to chase down a bus schedule and all this, and fuck it.
Yeah.
Call Uber.
I did
call
do Lyft. Some, well, like, I had to make a trip back down to, like, once I found the diagnostic on the car, I had to go and pay them off and then go to the, there was a nearby auto place near my old place that I hit up, and I went by bus down there because it would have been like $35-40 for a Lyft to get down there. So I'm like, all right, $2, and I listen to podcasts on a smelly bus for an hour. So what?
Well, it's even back when I used to go to New York for work, and my car got towed. Like, it wasn't like, oh, fuck, how do I get there? It's like, I'm in New York City. Let's download a subway map.
Right.
Like, and mass transportation, and done.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Lyft doesn't replace everything. It's when you have a city that has all different types of public transportation.
Mm-hmm.
But for what I... for getting to work on time, for not having to wait more than like 15 minutes for a ride usually, I mean, it was fucking cheap. It was well worth it.
Nice. It definitely works out when you can get that done. I mean, especially in the situation you're in.
Exactly. But yeah, buying a car, having car payments sucks. But when it's a case of if you don't have a car, you won't make any more money, then you better just bite the bullet and pay for it.
Correct.
Buy this car to get to work.
Yeah.
Work to buy this car and repeat.
I can't find the strain, man. I found something called Space Ripper.
None of these were online. I looked all of them up.
Yeah. We could try the Space Ripper. I'd say it's probably close.
The Face Ripper?
Space Ripper. Like outer space.
That's what that Cloverfield movie should have been called.
Space Ripper?
Totally. I'd watch that.
Yeah. Make more sense to people.
I think I would have enjoyed if they took most of the science out of it and was just like, we're doing science-y shit in space, and it went weird.
Well, that's J.J. Abrams.
Yeah.
That's Mr. Brainiac. He loves science.
Right, but...
and he thinks that everyone needs it in their movie.
But he did so just by dropping some jargony terms.
Hey, Rob.
Yo!
What drugs are you on?
We're on this mysterious Star Ripper, but I think I would say the strain that
I
found online...
Is that its full name, the mysterious Star Ripper?
No, that's actually the name of my spaceship.
That is a great comic book character.
Mysterious Star Ripper?
Yeah.
It could be something, you know, like for Guardians of the Galaxy that they want to use.
You want to do could you do some inking work? You do a lot of like Photoshop shit,
yeah,
right?
I could do that digitally, yeah.
Yeah.
You just got to
I draw an ink. We can write together the mysterious Star Ripper. And he's...
he's got to be part of the Marvel Universe.
It's what it will be is... what's his name? What's Peter Quill? Star-Lord, right?
Yeah.
It'll be Star-Lord, but his job, instead of a mercenary, he's literally a gigolo. And he goes around and, like, does striptease shows for people across the galaxy. And sleeps with, like...
So that would be Star Stripper.
So Star means vagina?
Yeah, but, you know, it's Star Ripper.
Yeah, wait, huh?
You're really overthinking that part of it. I think just the image of it. The mysterious Star Ripper.
Yes. But this says...
Are you not getting it? Okay.
I'm not getting it.
Star Ripper. Stripper.
Like Starman?
Right. That's why it's Star Ripper.
Yes.
All right.
Well, Star Ripper is what we're smoking on this week.
And he'd have to fuck, like, aliens. Like, sometimes he'd have to
like Billy Shatz?
I got
like,
it.
Insectoid. Yeah. This could be a weekly thing.
You do whatever you got to do.
I mean a monthly, not a weekly.
All right. Well, this is a hybrid strain, and I'm going to guess that the strain genetics are something from something called Space Queen and Jack the Ripper.
That's perfect.
But deadly strong and super smooth. Delicious is an imagination to let your imagine. I don't know what the hell this is, but Yeah. Hopefully it's close to what we're saying.
And then his father would be,
I don't like the Jack the Ripper.
18th century serial killer.
Nah, I mean, now we're getting into League of Extraordinary Gentlemen type of stuff. This is sexy sci-fi, like Barbarella gender flip. A hybrid, you say?
Would League of Extraordinary Gentlemen work as a nickname for your penis?
You could.
Or the whole...
Someday it will.
Well, no, that's what you do with your buddies on the weekend. Right? You guys get naked.
Well, no, it could be the whole area.
If you could get a new dick, would you? Like, not
yes.
to replace
the
yours.
The twig and berries.
But if you got one to add, like, two of them?
Two of them? No.
Sure.
Like a backup dick?
Sure. You could alternate.
It'd definitely be black.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to have. That's what Star Ripper has. Star Ripper has two sets of genitals that operate on like an AB valve where you can just like once he uses up.
Listen, I got to get the top set of brake. We're going to use the bottom half
yes.
for the next few days.
And it just kind of, flips over like the valve inside of him.
Who directs this movie? James Gunn or James Dean, the porn actor?
It's not a movie. It's a comic book, okay? There's no way Hollywood's touching this one. It's going to be too racy.
So what? You make your own content.
This is going to be... Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Just sell it to Pornhub.
Yeah. Pornhub gets into the content game.
It'll be like Netflix.
Ooh, yeah. It could be a Netflix show.
No. It could definitely not be a Netflix show.
Netflix is... At some point, Netflix is going to dip their toe into the adult world.
That'd be a smart move for them.
Did you watch Altered Carbon?
No.
No, there's dicks in it.
Right on. Another reason I don't want to watch it.
And not all of them are flaccid.
Oh, boy.
So they were like, it's like Westworld meets Blade Runner, only sexier.
With dicks.
Yeah, that's funny.
It's like cybernetic Game of Thrones.
Really?
It is kind of a mashup of like all different kinds of genre. It's a... Beautiful show, actually.
Not gonna lie, I tried to watch it and got it kind of went over my head in the first episode, so I just gave up.
Yeah, you got just go with the flow, man.
I couldn't; it didn't make any sense.
I put on the subtitles.
Look at his dick.
Because they don't, explain much, and they call the rich people what do they call them? Scabs or something? I can't remember. They have some term for them, and I can't even remember if they explain it. But I literally watched it. With the subtitles on.
Is it that bad? I mean, you couldn't make out some what they're saying.
I don't know if it combination of playing in bands, getting old, maybe it was the sound production, maybe it was the fact that everybody had a different accent and not all of them were consistent. Hmm. And that guy from Suicide Squad's a mumbler.
Yeah.
And
mumbler! Sorry, Jim Carrey.
But I thought overall, this is a good story. And it was just the look, the design of all the shit, the technology in there, I thought was pretty exceptional.
Hmm. Yeah, then I heard a rumor, too, that they were at like some sort of Comic-Con or technology expo where they were trying to pass off the stuff from Altered Carbon as real future tech.
Right. Well, I guess it's based on a book or a series of books, maybe. I don't know. I've never...
Yeah, I'll have to give it another try, though. The first time, it just did not hit me. Like, I got bored with it. Wow.
Is it your internal dialogue coming out right now?
Yeah, my brain just...
By five joints, that's what your thoughts turn into?
Yeah, dude, I'm boop, not boop. Even here. And I'm speaking... My brain's speaking in Morse code.
Boop, boop, he's, boop, 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 boop. Are you in boop, Elon boop, Musk's boop. Car right now?
Yes, I hear Starman. I watched that. That was pretty amazing. I'm not going to lie.
Falcon Heavy?
Yeah, the Falcon Heavy launch. That was pretty cool for me. I am a big fan of that stuff.
Rob, I didn't know that it was going to happen. And everyone else at work was like counting down. Not counting down to it, but like they kept giving updates across the room.
Oh, the nerds
about,
making fun of you? They're like, oh, he doesn't know.
Oh, he doesn't know. look at the man that doesn't know.
Yeah.
He's clueless.
I didn't know that the launch was that particular day or anything. They were following it a lot closer than I was.
Oh, were they watching the live stream and that?
we all got in the conference room and watched it on the TV.
Oh, sweet.
And watched those two fucking boosters come down side by side.
Was that not insane?
And say what you want about Elon Musk, because apparently he's a creepy weirdo.
Yeah, he freaks out some people.
But that's fine. Like,
hey, he's banging Amber Heard.
He found a way to accomplish something that people didn't think was possible, and he did it in a way that was like, fuck you, science can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was two middle fingers to everybody that was laughing about Elon Musk wants to tunnel through the Earth and go to Mars, and he's a wacko.
Right.
I'm going to space, bitch.
Dude, he's going to fucking Mars.
And not understanding, awesome. Like, just the symbolic image of a guy sailing through space in a car that he built.
Yeah, that's you know? Insane.
Like,
and that's a prototype suit they're working on, too. That's awesome. Yeah, I can't wait for, like, just what the future holds with that program.
Yeah, but when you're flying experimental rockets like that, you have to have a dummy payload.
Hey, you made a speech that day.
M-A-R-S, Mars, bitches. That's where we are going. Mars. Red Rocks.
Yay! 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 I love that. Still classic, dude. I talk about that all the time.
Red Rocks.
Yeah, Red Rocks.
It's in Elon Musk's speech. He said he's gonna build a BFR. He does mean exactly what you think he means.
Big fucking
rocket.
Rocket. Oh yeah, he's almost there, dude.
Oh really?
Yeah. He said BFR.
Didn't they say that Falcon Heavy was the biggest, fastest rocket ever?
I believe so.
Yeah, that's insane.
I thought it was at least as big as the largest NASA rocket, which would have been one of the Saturn series that I forget.
Right.
Saturn 5, Saturn 8, Saturn 9.
Saturn 9.
Yeah, and it's rotating.
Rob, you saw Black Panther?
Yes, I did.
I've been so busy. I've been behind on everything.
I saw it this morning, actually.
You better not spoil any of it.
I'm not. No, don't worry. It was just really good and has a great message.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Is it everything that I want it to be, Rob?
As a comic book person, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. You're going to enjoy the hell out of it. And the actors in it do an amazing job.
Yeah.
And the director. Like, after I watched Black Panther, I actually went home and watched Fruitvale Station, which is another Ryan Coogler movie. And I'm probably going to watch Creed after I get out of here.
I haven't seen that either.
Oh, really?
But, like, he's that good?
Yeah. He does some amazing he's known for these one-take scenes.
Yeah.
Where it's just no camera breaks. There's no changes on the angle. It just follows.
I love it.
Yeah. It's...
I love it.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
I've been fucking up then. Because it's not like I've never heard of these movies that you're telling me about.
Right.
But it took a superhero movie to turn me on to what is apparently a genius director that is right up my alley.
Ryan Coogler, yes. He made great movies.
Man, I'm excited then.
You'll like Creed even. I'll be surprised if you don't like Creed because, I mean, yeah, it's a sports movie, but it's so beyond.
We've talked about Bull Durham. And, you know, I've like Raging Bull.
Raging Bull,
I like movies about sports with Bull in their title.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Well, then you'll definitely like his movies because he doesn't pull no bull. You like that? Yeah. Maybe it worked. I don't know. But it was really good. And like I said, the Black Panther movie, you know, I will be surprised if you hear some negativity out of that. I mean.
Oh, but I mean, we heard negativity before people even saw it.
Right.
True. And I did.
Can't it just be a panther?
I don't.
Pequeno?
If you guys have read anything about any sort of violence, like a white guy went to a theater and got beat up because he was the only white guy there,
right?
And he was supposed to stay home because this is Black People's Night Out. This is a Black person thing, and you can see it, Whitey. But you got to wait until next weekend or something.
Really?
It's all bullshit.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
It's all bullshit. None of it happened. Like, there are reports all over Twitter about people getting beaten up for going to opening night.
It's funny you say that because they were saying that there was supposedly a group of DC fans that were going to raise false claims about stuff going on.
Exactly.
Were they Antifa too?
I don't think so. They just are not happy that, you know, they think
the same guys that were going after Mark Bernard and calling him a Marvel.
Yeah.
He's like Marvel's bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And that Black Panther, his love of Black Panther only proves that. Like, you people.
Yeah, I hate people.
What do you mean, you people?
I don't want to hear people talk anymore. I just want to go see movies and enjoy them for what they are.
Right. This is the same people that are saying, keep your politics out of my movies.
Mm.
And they're making it all about politics.
Oh, yeah. That sucks because, you know, I take movies where they are.
You're not just seeing a movie about a superhero. This is a whole country that you're being introduced to. How can it not be about politics in some way?
Right.
And if you've read any Black Panther, if you're a fan of him at all, it's all political.
Since definitely.
Day fucking one.
Can't just be Panther.
When he shows up in Fantastic Four, it's political.
Mm-hmm.
And it's immediate. He wasn't one of these characters where it was like, we got to have a black character, and he just pops up out of nowhere, and then somebody else comes in and is like, what are you doing with this guy with the afro? Like, let's give him a real backstory. Let's say where he's from, you know? Jack Kirby created a world of Wakanda, and Black Panther was just the representative of it.
Mm-hmm. Probably, I mean,
so
it was crazy. Yeah. The way they shot the homeland, I mean, the way they built the town. I think they used a lot of Atlanta for the interior shots of the city for, like, when the characters are walking around. Yeah.
It was kind of cool. Like skinned it kind of with effects.
Yeah, they used a lot of, you know, after post stuff.
So it was very like modern, like Western city.
Yeah, in its, very modern
in its structure and its architecture.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in certainly a lot of the technology that we've seen is definitely African culture, or I don't know what you want to call it.
I would say, yeah, very African influenced technology. Their art, way they built the buildings, even. Everything is just very based on technology, but with respect to the spirituality of Africa and Wakanda. And it shows throughout the entire movie.
It's a fake country.
Hey, it's cool how they take
right, yes, where have you been? It's a fake country.
Yeah, it's a fake country, but it's based in Africa.
People are talking about being proud of, you know, seeing this portrayal. And other people were coming at him like you were saying, like, hey, you know, that doesn't exist. You can't be proud of a country that doesn't exist.
Right.
And that's not the point. No. Like, it's not a tribute to a heritage. It's a tribute to a heritage that was stolen from a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
It was definitely stolen from a lot
of people.
How
can you not be political, but especially right. when you talk about a movie like this?
You know what? I will say this. You know what? No, I won't say it because it's the end of the movie, and I won't say it. There's a line that Michael B. Jordan's character says, and it hits really hard. Like, he's in the middle of dying, and he goes,
Spoiler? My people jumped from the boats?
Yeah. He goes, just bury me in the ocean because that's where my people...
Rather than suffer slavery.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, I'd rather be buried in the ocean because that's where my people really are. Because you left them behind.
No, I had that spoiled for me already.
Okay.
And I knew it was coming. I was listening to the Chauncey DeVega show. And it's somebody who I look forward to listening to every Saturday. I'm a big fan, even though I'm fairly recent. I've been listening to him for a few months now, maybe six or more, actually.
Okay.
But he said that he's had a lot to say what you said about how enjoyable the film was and how beautiful and how well put together, but he said that he wasn't a fan of the greater message.
Oh, okay. I thought it was kind of cool. I mean,
because he saw it as very anti-African American. It was pro-African and anti-African American.
Okay, I could see where he could get confused with that, but I mean, the story...
Well, I mean, with all... I think in respect to Chauncey DeVega, it's about how he feels. Like, I don't think he's confused about that. That's how he reads
that's
it.
That's his, yeah.
Well, think about, that's what the villain's intention is. He's calling him out.
Right.
I mean, I haven't seen it, but is this version of T'Challa kind of a westernized version? you know, in just his ties to the Avengers, as he's seen as, isn't that part of the villain's claim, is that like he's a traitor to his own country? He doesn't even really care about the country. He'd rather be off fighting with the Avengers.
No, because it's more or less he's unsure of himself, that he's not ready because of the way his dad died in Civil War. He wasn't ready to take over the throne, so...
See, he's a reluctant king, and he's being called out for that.
Yeah, it's the character of Killmonger is taking advantage of the situation.
Right.
Like, I did this where your king failed.
Right.
Who do you want to back, basically?
I heard that Michael B. Jordan is just astounding in that
Amazing.
Role,
so. Yeah. Him and Ryan Coogler have something special.
You know, like, definitely been starved for... this type of representation in superhero movies, but we've also been starved for a good villain.
Great villains, in my opinion. The guy that plays Claw.
Yeah. I forget his name, but
he was in all the Hobbit movies.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was just, yeah, he plays a great character too.
Yeah, I mean, even in Wonder Woman, you know, that was like its biggest failure is its villain.
Right.
Justice League, biggest failure was its villain.
I don't know. They dropped the ball with that. There's good villains in that. I mean, DC.
There's good villains there.
Yeah.
There were
just
thin portrayals on the screen.
Right.
Well, that's good. I'm really looking forward to seeing that then.
You'll enjoy it. Yeah.
I guess, you know, there was some shit that happened this week, and it was like, man, there's nothing really new happening. When you've got death and destruction all around you, your country's going out of control. Russia's taken over. The deep state's taken over. You can't trust anybody. You can't trust the media. And some states are just like, hey, we legalized weed and it's making us money. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's try and prevent the apocalypse.
Apocalypse? What?
Well, is it coming up soon?
If you read stories about Philip Morris selling marijuana cigarettes again, I mean, we talked about this back when it happened originally a few years ago. It's not happening. It's a total hoax.
Right.
Philip Morris is not ready to jump in. Four states are not enough for it to actually transition in that way. Because you have a choice of cigarettes, right?
Well, they just came out with e-cigarettes.
They just lost the Christian cancer vote.
Yeah.
They can just easily switch over to Pall Malls if they haven't already.
Yeah, but they just got in the e-cigarette game. It's something they came out with in the last few months. I forget what it's called, but they're...
No,
they're late to that party.
They've been with it for a while.
No, it was some.
But there hasn't been
the S that they were really pushing.
There's been very little regulation of e-cigarettes, right? That's legal in all states. You can find it just about anywhere across the U.S. by this point. So that's a safe market.
Mm-hmm.
Limiting yourself to 4 out of 50 states is not the type of big thinking that gets Philip.
It's got to be more than 4. It's the whole West Coast. That's 3. Nevada's 4. Alaska. Massachusetts.
Pending. These are all pending, and they don't know what it's going to look like, so you can't really build a product for that yet. Alaska's still very much in turmoil. You're making Coke. You have to make Coke for the whole nation, right? Or the whole world. They make it the same. That's part of how they keep the profit margin so low or so high on the product, because they can standardize it. If Philip Morris has to make different joints or joints for some states and edibles for others or whatever, I mean, it's a whole different thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you need a national standard, which isn't there yet.
There was, a bipartisan bill was offered in the House.
This is the Cory Booker bill.
This is the Lou Carrera and Matt Gaetz. Gaetz? This is the Sensible Enforcement of Cannabis Act, which is basically taking what the DEA and other organizations were using as a guideline from the memo from... the White House, the Obama White House, the Cole memo that gave guidance on how to stay basically hands off of any medical or recreational. Well, actually, I think it was more specifically medical at the time. Those same guidelines were being used for recreational until Jeff Sessions rescinded it. But it takes the Cole memo idea and puts it into law if passed. Gaetz. How would you pronounce it? G-A-E-T-Z.
Gaetz.
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 Says, we are a nation of laws.
Gaetz.
Gaetz.
Not department-wide memos. We should not tell prosecutors to pick and choose what laws to uphold. Okay, but that doesn't mean that everything has to be a law. It doesn't mean that you can't give guidance on how to handle certain things. Like, sure, I know weed's illegal, but is that really your top priority?
Right.
DEA.
Shouldn't
when
be.
The pharmaceutical companies are paying us to make laws to allow them to basically airdrop billions of pills across the nation and kill millions of people.
Yeah, they definitely should be attacking those.
Oh, wait. Don't look into that either. yeah, get those hippies, man. They're like having a party out there in Denver.
Right. Making a ton of money.
Yeah, not paying any taxes on it probably either.
Don't forget the brothers on the block. Go get them.
Well, we already got them. Drugs are just the excuse.
Ah.
Is this your first day here?
Yes.
The DEA.
Did not get the official DEA handbook.
All right. Nobody in the department's going to tell you this, but our main job is to control minority population and seize property.
Wait.
That's basically all we do.
But that has nothing to do with drugs.
It has a lot more than you would think.
Drug Enforcement Agency.
It has everything to do.
No. We bust up organizations that are not paying taxes on drugs that they sell, seize their assets and their money, split a good portion of it up amongst ourselves.
I signed on to fight crime, sir.
You know, they're actually finally fighting. There's two sensible things that are happening in Michigan, and these aren't marijuana related, but they're tangentially, I guess. But now I already forgot what the other one was. Now I forgot what they both were.
Damn it.
Stop the practice of asset forfeiture. Is that the right term? When they seize your property in the investigation of a crime?
Yes.
Under the current law, they don't have to give it back to you. They just hold on to it, even if you're innocent. Doesn't matter what a judge finds. They're like, but that money, that's funny. I don't know where it went. You're not going to see it again, though. They're finally actually, they're going to maybe... We got to wrap this show up. My language processing centers are shutting down.
Yeah.
What?
I like
exactly.
Stuff.
I like stuff. No more messages from the kids, so that means everything's fine or it's too late to save them anyway.
Yeah,
they both killed each other.
Yeah. You're come home to be like Thunderdome.
You see two dead bodies in the middle of the living room.
It's be like that. That Simpsons episode where they're running into each other with pots and pans on their head.
Rich got there 5 minutes before me. He's just standing there like, I swear I didn't.
They were alive when I got here.
That's not the line you wanted.
Yeah, you don't want to say that to Aaron when he walks and sees two.
They were alive when I got here.
They were alive when I got here. Okay, so what the fuck happened between the time?
Right. Yeah. Which was, as we previously established, 5 minutes ago.
Right.
So Rich came home and slaughtered my kids.
No, a moose
it's
showed
your
up.
Story.
A moose showed up. That would not
runs
work with
through
me.
The living
you are
room.
You're not good at lying.
No, you are horrible. There is no dirt in this living room. Where the fuck did the moose come from?
Maine.
What, he cleaned his feet before he came in the house?
Yes. It's rather clean moose.
A hoof wiping moose came in my house and killed my children?
Well, it's more trampled them.
Jesus! There's no marks.
I've seen they're huge.
They're huge. Oh, also, I forgot to say something. I'm playing a game called PUBG, otherwise known as Player Unknown's Battlegrounds, and my name on there is The Weedsman, and I've been catching people, and they're listening to the show now, so nice. Shout out to my PUBG homies. I'll see you on the battlefield.
I don't know what the fuck you just said, little kid.
Hey, it's online game.
Hey, is that what PUBG is?
Yeah.
It's not like a new rapper?
Nope.
New rappist?
It is an online shooting game where you get to kill everybody.
Cool.
Yep, that's what the kids are playing. That's why we're having school shootings. I hate to say it that way, but...
Hey, if you're on the internet, playing PUBG.
Maybe that's helping?
Yeah, just go to ChristopherMedia.net.
Yeah, please, go to ChristopherMedia.net.
You can listen to the Weezman if you're on PUBG. Yeah,
while you're playing PUBG,
you check out other shows, too. Yeah. Like, you know, you check out Todd Zillax, Escaping the Cave.
There we go.
Todd, he's back from the cave.
Thank God.
He's got a podcast about it.
I was wondering if he was still check alive.
Yeah, he is. It's his take on everything that's going on. And check out Projection Booth. Those guys, too, doing their thing.
Yeah.
Mike was in China for a little while, but he's back.
Damn.
Yeah, his job, he was in China for, like, I think the last quarter of 2017. But,
that's crazy.
Mike's back doing his thing. Go check it out. You hit play. That's all you got to do on ChristopherMedia.net. You just hit play. You can hit the review button up top and leave a review on any.
Please, okay. Do it.
Christopher Media Podcast.
For me.
Yeah. Click through the Amazon link.
For me.
Yeah. Or just donate.
For me.
Just straight up donate. Just PayPal. He'd do a monthly donation.
Please. We'd love you.
Yeah. On Twitter, at TheWeezman420. On Instagram,
The Weezman Podcast.
Email us, TheWeezman Podcast, ChristopherMedia.net. And stay high.
Stay high.
Stay high.
Aaron, did I show you my wallpaper?
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.